did an Anchorage couple start the 2015 wildfire that devastated part of the Mat-Su? That's the question for a Palmer jury, which heard opening statements today as a trial over what became known as the Sockeye Fire began. Prosecutors and state fire investigators say Greg Immig and Amy DeWitt are to blame. But defense attorneys for the husband and wife told jurors this morning that their own experts can prove otherwise. Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove was there and has more.
In the matter of a few days, the Sockeye Fire charred thousands of acres and dozens of homes in Willow, a community of many Alaska dog mushers. The fire forced mandatory evacuations and killed pets and sled dogs as it exploded through the valley during dry, windy days starting June 14th. Investigators say they tracked the massive blaze back to smoldering embers from an illegal brush fire that Immig and DeWitt set after clearing land on their Willow property. Standing outside the courtroom just before the trial started, veteran Iditarod musher Dee Dee Johnro fought back tears and said it had been a long 2-year wait to see them in court.
I'm anxious to just look them in the eye and see how they feel about destroying so many people's lives. We lost everything we've ever owned in the last all of our lives. We lost our house. Our 2-story house was turned into 3 inches of ash and an 8-foot hole in the ground.
Inside the courtroom, several other victims sat in the front row with Johnro as the trial began, with opening statements from each side. Prosecutor Eric Senta described to the jury how evidence and testimony will show the fire crept away from the illegal burn pit through what are called microfuels, tiny dry dead leaves and sticks on the ground.
Slowly at first, but getting stronger and stronger as it spread further into the dense woods. After several feet of traveling in the small dead leaves and twigs, the fire grew hot enough to catch the branches of one of those bone dry white spruce trees. And that tree went up like last year's dead Christmas tree.
Senta says that is when, after calling 911, the couple and their son fled in an RV and drove home to Anchorage. All the while, Senta says, firefighters and Good Samaritans rushed to evacuate people in the growing fire's path, including some who had to run for their lives. When it was the defense's turn to lay out their case, attorney Kevin Fitzgerald told the jury that the prosecutor's theory defied common sense. Fitzgerald says the husband and wife admit they did not have a burn permit that day. Permits had in fact been suspended, but they saw the fire well after it had started coming toward them from someone else's land. And the family alleges they fled because 911 dispatchers told them to evacuate. Fitzgerald says the defense's expert witness will show the fire investigators' work should have been deemed inconclusive and that they were wrong about the burn pit.
But he will tell you affirmatively that this pit was not the cause of the Sockeye Fire.
The trial's expected to continue for weeks. Senta, the prosecutor, began calling firefighters to the witness stand today after opening statements. In Palmer, I'm Casey Grove.